This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So I asked Jen Tui when she came in about an hour ago, and I mentioned the P. Diddy thing, and I realized, okay, we got a local connection now, allegedly, you got Q's basketball.
The high school coaches are talking, Kat.
Drug muling.
High school coaches are all over it, and I got my Syracuse people all over it, too.
Oh, no. Buddy Boeheim's being mentioned.
Yep.
Guys, coming in hot is going to be a living hell on Friday at this time.
No, our listeners.
Bleeping hell.
Our listeners, what we like about them is their maturity.
Yeah, I'll warn you now.
During some very difficult times, we have seen it before. Our listeners rise to the occasion.
You make me dump too much and we can't take calls? I will ask the diabolical question. I will ask that diabolical Browns question.
They'll forget about all this. They're not going to remember any of this.
Okay.
Friday will seem like 5 years from now. Who knows who's going to get arrested in those days? Who knows what's going to happen with Puff Daddy or the rest of his maybe NBA fans, some players that he knows, maybe some NFL players. I'm just saying, other musicians.
Oh, reckless speculation.
People were looking at the DNPs last night in the NBA going, oh, what do we need to know?
Oh, no, they were.
Yeah,
no, they were.
There was a nationally televised game last night.
Oh, no. All right, go ahead. You go ahead and you do it. You do that during coming in hot, and then have me go ahead and have to dump it all, and then we got to do – I will ask – you will hate my guts because I got one of the most diabolical questions about the Browns sitting in my pocket. I've been threatening you guys for months, and I will pull it out. I don't care. Test me, buddy boy. Friday morning, 9:40. All right, Mitch, you're going to make the show better. This went horrendously yesterday. In one of the worst ways it possibly could. So you're 1-for-2 on the week. What do you got for me, pal?
Okay, and so trying to study what might be good audio after the show yesterday, I heard a clip from the afternoon show. Mark Schlereth was talking about...
You're already off to a good start there. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
That's all right. Mark Schlereth was talking about the upcoming rule changes, which I have seen some people say, like, oh, they're ruining the game with this new stuff, the kickoff rule, the hip drop tackle ban. I'm not going to watch anymore. But this is Schlereth talking to the advice he gave Commissioner Roger Goodell about handling fan appeasement.
You know, I had this conversation with Roger Goodell. I was calling a game in Detroit, and, you know, he was asking me about it. And I'm like, at some point, we have got to quit worrying about the people who don't like our game. Quit worrying about the people that are pissing and moaning about, you know, our game is the greatest game in the world, and you're not going to make everybody happy, and screw the people that aren't happy about it. I don't care about them. He's like, don't watch it. Don't get involved in it. You know, but you get a bunch of people that are pissed off about it, and you try to appease those and make everybody happy. Not everybody's going to be happy. And quite frankly, I really don't give a crap if you're not happy. It is a great game. Let's make sure we don't water it down to the point where at sometime in the future it becomes 7-on-7, because that would just be a tragedy to me.
How many former players you think Roger Goodell listens to and is just like, yeah.
Okay. Hold on, I'm writing this down. Hold on, I'm telling my secretary.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but commissioner, not writing it down.
Yeah,
no,
I can't.
Committed to thought. I just like to pretend
like a photographic memory.
Yeah, it's all in there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, Vegas got a team, and maybe they will get an NBA team. Yeah, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm kidding.
Maybe touchdown should be 9 points. Oh, yeah.
I do think he's right, though. I mean, at some point, they're going to watch, guys. They're going to watch. And I think we have to be open and honest. What Mark Schlereth is saying is the truth. Now, if you want a conspiracy theory, who's paying the $1 billion in that settlement? The owners are paying the $1 billion for the settlement. Okay. Because fans, they get mad. Oh, the quarterbacks have to be protected. No, part of this is business too. But they're going, okay, we'll turn it around on you. We're still going to make our money. We're still going to get our television deals. We'll turn it around on you. Now, that's conspiracy theorist stuff. But at some point, I mean, the reason why people do watch is because it is, as he says, it's a gladiatorial game. It is a collision sport, as I said many times. We have to be open and honest with each other. When Mark Schlereth, and I heard that entire interview, and you can listen to it at 92.3thefan.com on the free Odyssey app with Nick and Dustin yesterday, he said people get this twisted. It wasn't about protecting future players. It was because the NFL did everything they could to suppress the information that they had about concussions. And that was wrong. It was a breach of trust to the players.
They knew there was some chronic brain disease going on, and they didn't tell anybody.
And the NFL wouldn't own up to it. Now the NFL will own up to it. Well, now we're all adults here. We're all big boys. You know what you're doing. There are people who every day make choices because they are wanting a better life. They are wanting to provide for future generations, and they know it will cost them down the line. And I, to a man, we ended up talking about this during COVID. I told you, I was texting football players. And they're going, yes, I'm going to play. I got car notes. I got a house I got to pay for. I got a mother's house I got to pay for. Hell yeah, I'm going to play. I hope they come up with something because I'm going to play. These are guys with contracts. They know they got generational money. It's not the same as COVID, obviously, but it's gotten to a point where it's like, yeah, they know what they're getting into. They're not stupid. They know that bad things can happen in this sport at a higher rate than a lot of other sports, save hockey. Soccer actually has a lot of concussions, but you say that and then people get all worked up about it. So
I truly wonder though, what percentage of the young fans, we know older fans got into football because they loved the hitting, they loved the tackling, the big hits over the middle. What percentage of young fans care about that? Because they've only known this NFL.
On the old style NFL, when they show I love Steve Atwater back in the day. When they show the old Steve Atwater, like the play in the Super Bowl where he basically knocks himself clean out right before the end of the game, you wince at that now. You wince. But the thing I was going to bring up to Aditi, like I do want to ask her, like when she was asked about her son playing football, it's like, well, I think you got to trust the coaches. Because again, you have a lot of guys who cosplay as the high school football coach they had when they were kids. Well, a lot's changed since 1997. Mitch, excellent work. You've completely redeemed yourself.
Bounce back day for Mitch.
It was. Big day.
Feeling good.
It was like after losing to the Heat by 37 and then coming back and beating the Charlotte Hornets. That was fish in a barrel. You took care of it, buddy. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Aditi was sensational. Listen to her, 92.3thefan.com. George Niang, awesome. Good stuff about Donovan Mitchell. He teaches you how to play Bure. Mm-hmm. Learn it. Love it. Wonderful game. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us. Sam Monson going to join us as well, right? We'll talk QBs with him.
9 o'clock.
For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.